Hi everyone, grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm very excited to share with you what I have learned in one of the devotionals the Lord helped me to write. It is taken from Mark 2 verses 13 through 15. I've entitled it, Where Do You Look for Acceptance? Before I share with you what I have learned from the Gospel of Mark chapter 2, I'd like to share with you a verse from Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your affections, for they influence everything else in your life. It is taken from the Living Bible. Mark 2 verses 13 through 15 say, Once again Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi son of Alphaeus sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him. I made some observations and interpretations. After healing the paralytic, Jesus once again went out beside the lake. It is possible this is the same lake where he met Simon, Andrew, James, and John. A large crowd comes to him and he began to teach them. It is so cool that Jesus uses every opportunity he has to teach them and call people to him. I ask myself, why is it significant that Jesus called a tax collector to follow him? It is significant to me because tax collectors in that day were really despised. I do not believe they were hated just because they were collecting taxes, but also because they were cheating them while working for the Romans. We are not told much about Levi, except that he was in the middle of his occupation, collecting taxes. Now here comes Jesus and asks him to follow him after teaching to the crowd. Jesus went from calling professional fishermen to follow him to ask a despised tax collector to follow him. If Levi was collecting taxes, it is more than likely that he was becoming rich day by day. He was not just there to volunteer. As much as the Jewish people were waiting for a deliverer to deliver them from the oppression of Rome, there were some Jews who decided to work for the Romans to benefit their own pockets. Levi was one of them. We can infer that he was Jewish based on his name and because it is mentioned that he is the son of Alphaeus. Usually Jewish people attributed a lot to the family name. He now works for the oppressor. It is more than likely that people avoided tax collectors as much as possible. Let's be honest, I do not know how many people have a good opinion of tax collectors these days too, the IRS. The IRS has been under investigation many times because of some of its members. Jesus does not despise Levi but calls to him. I ask myself, what could I learn about Jesus? Jesus seems to be counter-cultural. Regardless of what people think about Levi and how much he may be despised, Jesus values him as a person and tells him to follow him regardless of his background. That must have meant a world to Levi to be asked to go along with Jesus, who was a celebrity of that day. If this were to happen today, the media would have a field day. The headlines could read, Despised tax collector given autograph by the celebrity Jesus. Anyone Jesus asks to follow him is being given his autograph in a figurative sense. I ask myself, what I could learn about Levi. Levi got up and followed Jesus. He left what he was doing and went along with Jesus. This is significant because after having an encounter with Jesus, he was willing to give up his job that was causing pain to a lot of people. Jesus drew him in. In a way, Jesus ran to Levi to accept him and Levi came to Jesus. I saw important implications for my own life. No matter where I have been or what I have done, when Jesus calls, that is a time to celebrate. I need to put my guilt and past behind and follow Jesus. Being accepted by Jesus, for Jesus gives us acceptance. I ask you now, dear friend, where are you looking for acceptance? Dear friend, human beings were made to be in a relationship with God and each other. Sin marred that bond and corrupted it. Yet, deep inside of every human being, there is a desire for acceptance, and they look for it in different places. I guess Levi looked to his job for acceptance, even though it hurt a lot of people. Friend, I don't know where you go for acceptance. Many times, it seems easier to run for acceptance in different areas that can be detrimental to our lives. Yet, these areas cannot really give us acceptance, but Jesus will and can. He has given you free will, and you can run to Him. Jesus runs to you and wants to give you new life. Yes, He does, friend. Oh, yes, He does. I want you to know, no matter whom we have been, where we have been, what we have done, why we have done it, the Lord does not forsake us. Jesus calls to us just as He did Levi. He wants us to follow Him. This does not always mean dropping what we are doing and following Jesus if it is not wrong what we are doing. Unless we know that's what the Lord wants for us, wherever we are, it does mean serving Jesus in the area we are in. Do not ever let guilt or your past keep you from following Jesus. If you think you are not good enough for Jesus to accept you, you are on the right track. It is only when we realize that we are not good enough and humble ourselves before the Lord, He is ready to take us in. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Scripture states. This is why Christ came. No matter what the scars and stains of the past are, the Lord wants you. You know how posters say, wanted dead or alive, reward for capture of criminal. This is done so the prisoner can be caught and lose his freedom. Jesus wants you so that He can set you free and take you on the new path of life. As far as the east is from the west, He has removed our transgressions from us. Psalm 103, verse 12, the Living Bible. You can run to Jesus as you are and receive His blessings and abundant life. He wants you because He loves you, no matter what others tell you because of your actions. Know that Jesus loves you so much and He is willing to accept you. Allow Him to change you rather than waiting until you can make all the changes before coming to Jesus. If that were the case, it would never happen because you would always feel down upon yourself and feel that you are not worthy for the Lord. The Lord has reached out to tax collectors, prostitutes, etc. His love has no bounds and He reaches out to you. May you come to the point to accept Christ's caring everlasting pardon today, allowing now change every day. I would like to share with you a poem I wrote called Will of the Human. Human, human, what have you done with your free will? What will be your life's final bill? Will your will take you up or downhill? Your mind and heart, how have you decided to feel? Is it by taking a high drug pill? In the end, it will only give you a kill, whether you are Jack or Jill. 'Cause drugs will give your brain a bad chill. Is it by watching filth? In the end, your mind will be corruptly built, as your conscience won't understand innocence from guilt. Is it by engaging in forbidden acts? In the end, they'll make you realize the dangerous facts. Is it by joining a street gang? In the end, there is usually a bang, as you're hit by a bullet's poisonous fang. Is it by living your life away from God, who wants to guide you by His staff and rod? In the end, with joy you cannot nod, 'cause life's bill won't still be paid. And these activities you think are fun will give you a raid, as your mind and heart start to fade, because that's not the reason you were made. But there is still a way out if you decide to go on that route. Jesus loves you so much, I have no doubt. Your problems and pains you can give to Him, even when the solutions to your problems look slim and your life's future looks dim. For Jesus paid the ultimate cost upon a rugged cross for the lost. Trust in Him, we may have abundant life and not frost. His shed blood was for you and me. His love and healing power is available for you to see. Through life's trials and tribulations, strong you can be. For the Holy Spirit will come to thee and be your life's answer key. When you give your life to the Savior, in whom you can find favor, for He loves you so much, there is no love as such. He will lead you by His gentle hand. man in this troublesome world we call land. In prayer as you accept the Lord in your heart, and let the Lord do the final part. Amen. Accept Christ's caring everlasting pardon today, allowing now change every day. Acceptance. I ask you now, friend, again, where do you look for acceptance? I would like to close this time in prayer now. Dear Lord Jesus, I want to thank you so much for accepting us, even though we have done so much that has dishonored you. I thank you, Lord, that you love us so much, and you never see us as being beyond your reach. You reach out to us no matter how stain-filled our past has been, and want to fill us with your love and forgiveness, healing us of all our sin and accepting us. Thank you so much, Lord, for running to us, putting your arms around us, wiping the tears from our eyes, and forgiving us. We give our lives to Thee and are sorry for all our sins. Thank you that you wiped them away and we can have a fresh start. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the start you give us. We have a new beginning with you, Lord, and we can live with you and follow you. I thank you for calling Levi to follow you. Thank you for the free will you give us and we can serve you. We acknowledge you now, Lord, as our personal Savior and Lord. Please, Jesus, come into our heart and make our heart your home. Thank you for living in us, and we will live for you and serve you. I thank you for hearing us and answering us. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Friend, you may feel something or you may not, but this you can be assured, that the Lord Jesus has come into your life and will give you a new beginning. Amen. Get yourself involved in a campus Bible study fellowship, and most of all, find a Bible-believing church and be involved to grow in your Christian walk with the Lord. They all need to be supplements for your own precious time with the Lord in prayer and meditating on His Word. If you need a Bible, please let me know. If you need anyone to talk to, pray with, or study the Bible with this fall of October 2005, you can email me at readyforhisglory2004@yahoo.com or call me at 412-720-4579. Once again, the email is readyforhisglory2004@yahoo.com or call me at 412-720-4579. May you all have a blessed day. Amen.